I mean, you know, we have great players in the secondary, veterans, you know, professional guys who've been doing what we do for a while now. So we just went out there and played ball and, you know, not make little mistakes that, you know, that's not characteristic of us.
David was saying that it just takes time to, you know, to be able to operate well as a back four unit. Do you think that you guys are consistently making strides there and that you're getting closer to where you want to be?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not one to make excuses or anything like that. You know, whatever we do on Sunday, we definitely put our name on it. But, you know, you have to think about it. You know, Reggie and Carl were two guys who weren't around in OTAs.
Right.
So, you know, to just throw them in camp and have a game in a few weeks and say, all right, be great, be elite. You know what I mean? It's easier said than done.
Right.
So, you know, right now we're still trying to figure each other out and play around. But, you know, we're making all the strides in the right places and we're getting better and playing fast. And I think most importantly, we're having fun out there. So communication is great. And I'm definitely looking forward to this upcoming week.
Forcing turnovers like you guys did, you know, you, Reggie Buck, and interceptions, how much does that just kind of, you know, build the confidence and get this group just going in the right direction?
It's big. I mean, we just signed, you know, Bruce Irvin. We got Khalil Mack up front. I mean, you want those guys to just rush. And, you know, us in the secondary, if we can go out there and cover for a few seconds, I mean, that's all the time those guys need. You know what I mean? So if we can just lock up for a little bit and make plays on the ball, I mean, look, when you have those kind of plays, the defense, the team, the whole stadium, fans, everybody feeds off it, man. It's a win-win situation.
So playing this group of receivers you got this week, you know, Steve Wallace, who seems to have kind of found his legs again in Baltimore, what type of challenge do they pose? Because, you know, even with Pitta, they're underneath, they're intermediate, and they're deep. What kind of challenges do they pose you guys?
It's tough. I mean, you have a wide variety of talent, I would say. You know, you got Mike Wallace, explosive big play guy his entire career. I mean, you always have to keep an eye on him. I think, you know, their offense coordinator does a great job of using him, not just in the vertical game, but, you know, surprisingly enough, they do try to find him in a short intermediate game and let him run after the catch and try to use some of that speed. And, you know, you got Steve, a veteran guy who's coming off the injury but still explosive, who's able to find windows and zones and things like that and breaks all kind of tackles. So, you know, this secondary has a big challenge ahead of us. You know, Flacco's a guy who can make all the throws, you know. He doesn't need much time. He can just stand in the pocket and just, you know, sling that thing 50 yards across the field. So tight coverage we're definitely going to need again this week. But, again, as long as we go out there and just be who we are and do what we do, we should be all right.
How do you approach playing a guy like Steve who's going to talk? You know he's going to talk. How much do you engage him? And, I mean, I know Reggie said he's the king, and so he's just not even going to talk because he's not going to win that battle. But
for me personally, I mean, I definitely know Steve going back to my Utah days with the guy. So. We've never had any issues, luckily for me, but, you know, it's going to be fine going out there and compete against them. You know, you definitely want to face a guy who's going to, you know, bring it, and if he talks, he talks. But, you know, as long as you're doing your job, it shouldn't be much to talk about. So it's going to be fun, man. I'm definitely happy to see him back out there making plays, and it should be a good one.
You guys have been able to start off 2-0 on the road. Kind of what's enabled this team to be good away from home, and, you know, what would it mean to, you know, you look at the start of the season with 3 road games in the first 4. If you guys can start 3-1, get 3 road wins, what would that mean to this group?
I can't speak for everybody, but I just know we go out there with a 0-0 mentality. You know, we're trying to be 1-0 for the week. We have a hostile environment that we're going into, and, you know, we're not really focused on anything else. We're trying to come out with this victory.